Washington's clean tech lobby got a visit recently from a special delegation from Germany. That country's emphasis on renewable energy has made it a global leader in the sector. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe went to a presentation in Seattle to hear about some of the lessons local companies are learning from the German example.
The delegation toured the west coast of the U.S. to tout Germany's strengths as a clean tech partner. More than a quarter of its electricity now comes from solar and wind power. Their message is that a strong policy framework is crucial to the growth of the sector. Delegate Florian Lennert says getting to 100% renewables is now almost a national mission in his country, and he says the word for it has become a household term in Germany.
Exactly, the Energiewende, a typical long, big German word.
It means energy turnaround, and it's a word Mukilteo-based Russ Weed is proud to show he has learned, too.
The Energiewende.
Weed is with Uni Energy Technologies, which makes large-scale vanadium flow batteries. They're as big as shipping containers and can store megawatts of power that might otherwise go to waste.
Because of the intermittency of wind and solar, it's real headache, frankly, for grids to manage, having to instantaneously, literally, within seconds, even less, balance supply and demand.
Uni Energy has just won millions of dollars in matching grants from the Department of Commerce. Avista and Snohomish County PUD are testing the batteries against other storage technologies to see which will be the best solution. And Uni Energy has just set up a German subsidiary with a big contract to service a wind farm in Denmark. Germany's hope is to find more U.S. partners, and they say there are many strong contenders in Washington state. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.